This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعين به ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأصلي وأسلم على خير المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في الكتاب الكريم قائلا عن نفسه سبحانه وتعالى: إنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين. فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومعلمنا وقائدنا وأسوتنا رسول الخير سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خيرة خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. فصلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمتين عليك سيدي يا رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين، وصل على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين، وصل على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين، صلاة ترضى بها عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العظيم، وأحذر نفسي وإياكم من عصيان أمره ومخالفة شريعته، إصداقا لقول الحق سبحانه: فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we invoke Him, we ask Him to send the salutation upon the Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings upon him, his companions, and whomsoever follow his footsteps until the end of time. I bear witness and testify that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness and testify that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he is the final and the last messenger. I advise myself before you all to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed to all of us: O people of Iman, people of faith, speak the truth and say the truth, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not die except in a scale of submission to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O people of Iman, people of faith, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him or her to speak the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them that He will rectify their actions and their deeds. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whomsoever obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, he will be among, or she will be among, the winners and the successful one in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. Allahumma ameen. To proceed, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the believers, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for many, many generations will come. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And those who do righteous, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them in charge on this earth. He will put them as a khalifa in this earth, ruling by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance and following the message of Islam and the message of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He made the people before the believers in charge and take the responsibility as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. In order for this to happen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any association or any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic that I choose to reflect with you and to share my thoughts with you in regard what's happening in most of the Muslim part of the world, in what's happening in Syria, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them stability, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unify or united all of them together. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them according to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no partner, ruling this land according to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Resist and rise. And when we resist, we rise. There is too many examples from the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in time of persecutions, time of injustice, time of unfair. That's what happened when you resist. When you resist, you rise. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was persecuted and he faced a lot of injustice in Mecca from his own people, and he resists. And he stayed firm to support the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Resistance, linguistically, we have to understand, it is striving for the excellent, striving for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remain resilience for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain firm and hold to the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in His glory book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold firm to the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not divide among each others. Resistance. And when you resist evil. You resist bad things. You resist injustice. Resist. And this is what happened to the Sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, he resists against the non-Muslims. He resists and refused what the people of Quraysh telling him to do. Ukfur wa nu'tika ma lam nu'ti ahadan min qablik. Despite and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reject the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and will encourage you, will honor you. And he resists and he says, ahadun ahad. He resists. And he faced persecution and he faced injustice. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ مِنْكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will identify who is patient. Allah knows who is going to be resistant, and who is going to handle this, and who is going to patient, and who is going to face this persecution. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, after many years of suffering, after many years of fighting with injustice, that what we saw recently, people became so happy. After the resistance against the rebellions, against the tyrants, against everything that happened in their country, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring victory to them. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support and give victory to those who resist against persecution, against dhulm, transgression, and against oppression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate our suffering, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory for the Muslims. Allahumma ameen. Resist against evil. Resist against any injustice matter. Speak the truth and say the truth. come together and speak together and unify or unite among the dhulm. When you see al-dhalama, the oppressors, unite against the Muslims to break this chain. We have to come together as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Identify the problems among ourselves before we identify it with others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us. Allahumma ameen. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, as I was explaining the other day, وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory to whomsoever He wants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support those who support in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَهْمَا طَالَ الظُّلْمُ. Despite how long the oppression is going to take. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيُتِمَّنَّ اللَّهُ نُورًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete this matter. The matter of Tawheed, the matter of Islam, the matter of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happened in this land with the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do not ask how and when is going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Most of people don't know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. However, we still have to resist. We still have to succeed and speak against injustice. And come together and support the truth and identify the truth. Speak for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he witnessed it with his own eyes, physically, mentally, and everything happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 13 years. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected him and he took him in a special journey after 13 years of persecution in Mecca. And he went and he says, I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to go give da'wah to other people. And he went, and we all know the journey to At-Ta'if, and also the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced persecution and mockery. Injustice. And he sat yet on the side making dua for his ummah. And making dua and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And seeking his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance. Allahumma inni ina ashku ilayka da'fa quwwati wa qillati hilati wa hawani ala an-nas. He complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lasta alayhim bimusaytir. Lasta alayhim bimusaytir. We have no control on people, but you give the message. Convey the message in the way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا بَلَاغٍ. The only thing that you have is to convey the message. Speak. Say the truth. Do not rely and relax and put your back to the wall. I don't have nothing to offer. I don't have nothing to do. I don't have nothing to say. Speak the truth. Say the truth. Support the and identify al-haq walaw bikalima. Even if it's a small word that you're going to utter. You're going to say, هَذَا لَا يُرْضِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. That is not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happy and his messenger. Speak the truth and uttering the truth. Identify the truth against persecution and against unjust. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easier for all of us. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatan wa salaman ala ibadihi alladhina astafa Muhammad nabi al-ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man iqtafa. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad fil awwalin wa salli ala sayyidina Muhammad fil akhirin wa salli ala sayyidina Muhammad fil mala'i al-a'la ila yawm al-din. The oppressors, they will put you down. They will scare you. They will put a lot of things against you. They make you silent. They will make you shut your mouth and not to talk about anything. You're afraid to speak about the truth? That's what's going to happen. You're going to be punished. You're going to be in jail for many years. No one knows about you. God knows where are you. But subhanAllah, as we all witness in our eyes, we witnessed and we saw with our eyes people who was coming out of jail after 40 years, 50 years, 20 years. They do not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sooner or later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَيُكْمِلَنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ هَذَا الدِّينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring victory for Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve the suffering, especially people who suffer in Gaza, and suffer in Palestine, and suffer in Lebanon, and suffer in Hind, just because they say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. That's because they say, we are Muslims. أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع ومساجد وصلوات يذكر فيها اسم الله ولا ينصرن الله من ينصره. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, as we see and as we witness, but still we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete this matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring this matter, this deen, because we have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring khayr. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Convey the message to the people of the book. Come together. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ. The kalima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put all these issues, the animosity, the hatred, everything on the side. And follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this deen sooner and make this deen complete for all of us. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma la tarina ma yufju a'ayinuna ya rabbal alameen. اللهم لا تشمت فينا أعداءنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تشمت فينا أعداءنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم أتم عليهم نعمتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنهم ثكالى فأطعمهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنهم جوعى فأعطيهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنهم فقراء لا فقراء إلا إليك يا رب العالمين. فاغنهم عمن تغني سواك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغنهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وقنا واصرف اللهم عنا بفضلك شر ما قضيت، إنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, please, I see a lot of gaps between you and the rows in front of you, so if you can move forward and close the gaps during the salah. جزاكم الله خير وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
But also our tribunals, Sharikum Allah, peace from the gaps, Hamidun Amanakib wa Naqdam. Once again, inshallah ta'ala, make sure that there is no gaps between you and the others. And if there is a gap in front of you, please fill that gap, inshallah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير ثاني عطفه ليضل عن سبيل الله له في الدنيا خزي ونذيقه يوم القيامة عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت يداك وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة ذلك هو الخسران المبين يدعو من دون الله ما لا يضره وما لا ينفعه ذلك هو الضلال البعيد يدعو لمن ضره أقرب من نفعه لبئس المولى ولبئس العشير إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار إن الله يفعل ما يريد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيظ وكذلك أنزلناه آيات بينات وأن الله يهدي من يريد إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا إن الله يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة إن الله على كل شيء شهيد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم يا سامع الصوت، اللهم يا سامع الصوت ويا قابل التوب، اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك العلى وصفاتك العلى أن تنصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وانصر إخواننا المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم ثبتهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم سدد رميهم، اللهم سدد رميهم وانصرهم على من عاداهم، وانصرهم على من عاداهم، واشف صدور قوم مؤمنين، وارحم أنين المساكين. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم، واشف مرضاهم، وداوي جرحاهم. اللهم اشف مرضاهم، وداوي جرحاهم، وتقبل شديدهم. اللهم تقبلهم في عليين. اللهم ارحمهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، حنانيك وفضلك وسعدك عليهم يا رب العالمين، حنانيك وسعديك عليهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إن أعداءهم لا يعجزونك، فعليك بقدرتك يا جبار السماوات والأرض، اللهم عليك بهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنهم طغوا وأظهروا في الأرض الفساد، فصب عليهم سوط عذاب. اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، اللهم لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، وارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا، وارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا. اللهم استخدمنا لنصرة دينك يا رب العالمين، اللهم استخدمنا لنصرتهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا لهم سببا ونصرا مؤذرا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا وأريهم الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا وأريهم الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إن أعداءك يكيدون بنا، فأكد عليهم كيدا، فأكد عليهم كيدا، واجعل تدبيرهم، واجعل تدبيرهم في نحورهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم موتى المسلمين، واشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين، واعف عنا وعنا وعن المسلمين يا رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. الله
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولا حول ولا قوة. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to your masjid on this wonderful day, the 20th. Join us tonight for a special recurring series, Divine Principles for a Better Living, with Imam Saif Murad, tonight after Isha. As many of our children start their winter breaks from school, we at IAR encourage everyone to take this opportunity to spend time with their families, reconnecting and creating memories. Many programs will be taking a break to allow our amazing volunteers and staff a chance to focus on family and rejuvenation. Check the calendar in our newsletter email for the latest on which programs will be continuing and or starting back up later. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Enjoy this lovely week. Wassalamu alaikum.